It's time for The Buzz on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Good Titrations off Merhar Avenue. Home to the country's first cannabis cafe. Now it's time for The Buzz.
All right, all right. Welcome to The Buzz. I'm Sean Tackey with my co-host Brandon Emmett.
Yo, yo, what up, Radio Land?
Hey, welcome to The Buzz. We got some fun news to talk about. There's some amazing federal news and some bad federal news and some state news as well. And then also we're going to go through a lot of things that are happening in the summer.
Lots of stuff coming up this summer. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happened on the federal level today, Sean?
Yeah, on the federal level we had, well, actually not on today, on Wednesday, May 25th, we had the Rhode Island governor actually signed into law legalization.
So, full?
Full legalization.
Full on.
Possession. I'm not sure about it actually having a structure or having sales and implementing licenses. I didn't dig that far into the article, but it definitely allows for possession and all the things that come in with that.
To legalize personal use, similar to Alaska and a lot of other states. You could probably have an ounce or something like that.
Exactly. Yep.
Nice.
And, so that's the 19th state now to actually have recreational legal cannabis.
Okay, well, if you're listening, Uncle Bill, I'm going to come and start smoking some bowls on your porch now.
Uncle Bill lives in Rhode Island, right?
Yeah, Uncle Bill lives in Coventry, Rhode Island. Not the biggest weed fan. I was always sketched out when I'd bring pot to the family reunions because Rhode Island was kind of a holdout.
Yeah, for a little bit there.
Which is just kind of for such a progressive state.
Area, but kind of Puritan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what we call the liberal Puritans. You know, he'd always break my balls when I'm like walking around out in front of the house smoking a doobie. But the cops there seem pretty cool. Like there was head shops and stuff there. And, I go down to the fire department, talk to the guys there, talk to the cops, and they didn't really seem too uptight about it, but they're just like, yeah, it's still illegal, man. If we see it, smoking, we're going to give you a ticket or whatever. But
yeah,
that's cool. I mean, I think Rhode Island would be a really great state for legalization just because it's so dense there. I mean, how many people out in Radio Land have been to the East Coast or have ever spent any time in like Rhode Island, Massachusetts? It's like one continuous city.
Oh, yeah.
So
much.
There's just so many people there. Yeah.
They've got so many limits on how tall buildings can be in areas, too. So nothing like skyscrapers up much, except for in certain areas. And so they all have to build out.
Yeah. It's just like one continuous small town or suburb. And then, you get into the middle, get to Providence or whatever, and it's a big city like anything else. But the beach there, super crowded. I actually smoked Jay on the beach there.
Nice.
And
it's awesome.
In Rhode Island, that was pretty cool. We got some funny looks from the lifeguards, but no one came and said anything. There's just so many people, but
yeah
I mean, I think that'd be a really cool place to have a retail.
I think so. It would be a really nice spot to be at. There's plenty of people and people with dollars.
Yeah, exactly. like a lot of people. I mean, Coventry's pretty well off community. There's a lot of business. There's a lot of history.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Providence, Rhode Island has Brown University, which is a smaller but also an Ivy League.
It is an Ivy
University.
League.
Yeah, it's an Ivy League school.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to how they're going to roll out their legalization effort and what kind of options it has for people from out of state. That would be a huge aspect of it. We'll see what happens, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, look, it's just another state on this wave that's cresting. Expecting a whole bunch of legalization things to come along.
It's a good time to be a cannabis surfer right now, bro.
Yeah.
Right? The wave
is great.
The wave, yeah, exactly. Riding the tasty wave of legalization right now.
Right. A little less than positive news, though, is that Delaware's governor, Governor Carney, on Tuesday the 24th, he had just vetoed a bill that the legislature had passed allowing for an ounce of possession.
Wow.
So people would be able to possess 1 ounce of cannabis without any issues whatsoever. And I don't believe it actually even set up the stage for like retail sales and all of that, but basically decriminalizing it and legalizing possession.
What a jerk.
And so, yeah, he did that. And now apparently there's going to be like a standoff because, that entire legislature was about it. So,
well, I heard a rumor he doesn't like dogs.
So. Jesus, man. People make up things like that all the time.
Right. Yeah, he kicked a puppy once.
Shit. In our own state, though, news, cannabis news for the state, you've got something for us.
Yeah, so shout out to Lacey and all of the directors and the supporters, the business owners, the members of the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association, and to Grier Hopkins, our representative who sponsored our tax bill. Thank you to everyone who put that forward. But we did not get that through the legislature. And what was interesting is it didn't have a lot of opposition. So it made it all the way through the House. It made it through a Senate committee with unanimous support. It had one more committee out in front of it. And it just never got a hearing. Basically, because there's such a fight over the PFD and the payments and just the budget in general right now, there were a lot of bills from various industries that had promise, ours being one of the best, in my opinion, that just didn't make it to the finish line.
Easily agreeable.
Yeah, exactly. It was super. Yeah, just they just ran out of time, and it wasn't a super high priority for them. Obviously, for those of us in the industry, both the business persons and the consumers, it was a really important bill for us, but it's not dead either. So right. We're going to come back next still year there with a vengeance, and we've built all the support for it. And so we're pretty hopeful for next year that we'll bring this back. Maybe we'll even get a better version of it. We'll get some tweaks from some of the people who may have not supported it and say, okay, what can we do to make this better and hopefully be able to get it on the fast track and get it passed. So, and that's how politics works. You put together a really amazing bill, and it could not happen just because the legislators run out of time because they're arguing about other stuff.
Right, absolutely. But one thing did get passed this session, even though, you know, the focus was the PFD and how we're going to have the biggest payout or not the biggest payout.
Show me the money, Jerry.
Fighting over what we have for a surplus, you know, yeah, all because of a war in Ukraine.
Yeah, because the oil prices.
Because the oil prices went up, so now we ended up not having the budget problem of we don't have enough money, what are we going to cut? It's more like, oh, which things do we need to refund? Or yeah, are we just going to give everybody all the money?
How are we going to spend all this money?
But even amongst all of that fighting and stuff, they still actually passed the alcohol rewrite. So yeah, this show's called The Buzz. So I will hit that too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to have...
Big shout out to my friend Sarah Oates at Char. She's kind of championed this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and absolutely, all the board members of Char. They've really pushed this through. Yep. Senator Machiche.
Yep.
And Adam Wool.
Yep.
Our local boy who is running for
U.S.
Congress.
House. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They really helped push that. And so congratulations to Char and the alcohol industry. They're our sister industry, in my opinion. And yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I think a lot of meaningful.
There's some pretty cool changes in there too. Actually, yeah. I think one of the ones that I think is going to really be great for consumers and people that actually enjoy going to brew pubs is that they can be open until 9:30.
Yeah, that'll be great.
It's not effective yet, by the way. Everybody that's listening, you're not going to get to go to Hoodoo at 8:10 and get in there. But here in a little while after that does get passed, I think it's by the end of the year, it gets slowly added in or becoming effective.
That's
in
cool.
Pieces.
But, yeah. Yeah, I remember talking with Sarah, and she was saying that they're really happy about it. So, yeah, you know, I don't spend a lot of time on alcohol issues, but I know that our friends at Char do, and they're pretty excited about the changes for the bill. I think there's a lot of compromises in there for the bar owners and the brewers, which I know there was some strife before between those two. I think they were able to find some common ground. So it's going to be cool to see another sector of the hospitality industry be able to move forward with this Title IV rewrite. So
yep. And if you are somebody that's owning and operating a BDL or any of these alcohol licenses, should be a member of Char because they're going to give regular updates to their membership about what to plan for and expect with the law changes as they come up.
Yep, you totally should.
Excellent. Well, actually, you guys have been sitting here listening with me and Emmett on The Buzz.
Yo, yo.
You're listening to us on 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and we're streaming live on kfarradio.com. We're actually talking about some news that we have going on, but now we're going to like pivot to events, things that that are going on in our community and
yeah,
the summer, because it's summertime, right, baby?
Summertime, like, yeah. You know, I got my short
shorts
on. Sun's
out, guns out. Yeah, sky's out, thighs out.
Yeah, it's rugby season. You know, I got my fanny pack.
Exactly. And now you got, you know, a game to go watch at Good Titrations tonight because it's the playoffs.
Yep. So. Yeah, so there's going to be, depending on what sports you want to watch or you want to watch all, both, we got hockey and we got basketball going on right now. Playoffs for both sports.
Yep. It's definitely a good spot to sit down, relax, and put it on and consume with a friend and make some bets or something, yeah. You know?
And I think,
root for your team.
Yeah, you know, toot our own horn a little bit. That's one thing that really sets us apart, I think, is that we're not just a pot shop. It's not just a show grow. It's not just a coffee shop. It's not just a restaurant. It's also a sports bar.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that has been overlooked for so long. And we talk about this on the show all the time.
Right.
But the connection between sports and cannabis and how a lot of people don't realize, unless you've played sports or you know an athlete, how popular cannabis is with the top levels of sport, you know, especially very high impact sports like hockey and basketball, where you're beating your body up all the time, whether it's stomping your foot on the ground continuously or getting checked across the boards.
Yep.
Cannabis is just super popular amongst the
high-impact sports.
Yeah, and so I think we talked about this a little bit in last show.
MMA, NFL, NHL.
Oh, yeah, MMA. It's huge in MMA.
Yep.
I mean, some of the, like the Diaz brothers have championed cannabis use openly.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's, we talked about this on one of our last shows. It's being able to smoke weed after you get your butt kicked is the bee's knees, you know. Or like at the, there's a rugby tournament that's going on in Anchorage at Davis Park. It's the Mother Tucker tournament. So that'd be the first official rugby union tournament of the year.
Wow.
And so it's, everyone's going to go and shake the rust off.
Yeah.
And one of the cool things about rugby tournaments, aside from rugby being one of the greatest sports on earth, I guess I won't give it the ode over wrestling, you know, but yeah, it's definitely, it's the second most popular sport on the planet behind soccer.
Behind soccer.
Yeah. And the amount of people in the rugby community that consume cannabis is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, a lot of really top tier people, other than people from
high impact
countries where it's totally illegal. But yeah, here in the United States, I mean, you pass a J around at a rugby tournament, you're not going to get any funny looks.
Right.
Well, whether people decide to consume or not, you know, you're probably going to make a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So
they'll be like, all right, excellent.
Yeah. So for anyone who's in Anchorage this weekend, Mother Tucker,
today,
rugby
right
tournament. Oh, yeah. I guess today, right now. I forget that we pre-record this sometimes. You know? But yeah, anyone who's in Anchorage right now, who's listening to our show on
KFARradio.com,
come on out to Davis Park and watch some rugby. And come up to the Fairbanks crew, and maybe we'll smoke you a J.
Excellent. Yeah, no. But then further on in the rest of our summer, I mean, obviously there's events that go on pretty much every weekend almost. So this very first
weekend. Pretty packed summer.
Yeah, June 4th is the Sunlit Festival that's being put on by Pocololo and us and many others. And it's going to be at Groudon Park.
That's going to be pretty cool. That's like 3 days of festivities, right?
It is, actually. They have... so then on June 3rd, you can come to our lounge at Good Titrations Cafe, and we have like a VIP sort of event that you can come in and listen to Dan Kelly play acoustic.
From Fortunate Youth?
From Fortunate Youth,
yeah.
Yep. And
those guys are awesome.
Be $15 for anybody that's coming that wants to just go and pay the entry fee just for our place. But if you actually got your ticket as a VIP ticket for Sunlit Festival, which is $99 compared to the $50, you get to go into all these other events that will have cover charges. So we're going to have a cover charge of $15 to come in. And then after our event's done, which is at 4:20, of course, is when we're having our event on June 3rd.
Of course.
And then later that night on June 3rd, they're going to be having an event at Goldie's. And so then over at Goldie's, it'd also be a cover charge as well, but if you have the VIP pass, you could just go in there as well. So, like, if you go to all the other VIP ones, that's quite the deal.
But great.
Yeah, that'll be
a fun night. That's going to be a lot of fun. It was really cool hearing Keenan's vision for this party. I like the fact that he's spreading it out across the community, and it's not just one party where, you know, you as a sponsor, you pay your money, you get a banner, you get to come. He is kind of sharing the love across 3 days with multiple different vendors, multiple different businesses. And I think it'll really tailor to how busy people are during the summer here. I think there's going to be a little bit for everybody. It's going to be pretty cool. Obviously, our VIP thing is going to be super dope. But Goldies, that's going to be great, you know?
Yeah. Actually, oh, we got to take a break.
We got to do a break. Oh, yeah. Man. Okay.
We'll catch you guys right after these messages.
More of The Buzz will continue right after this.
Since legalization, Good Titrations has been producing the finest products that you now enjoy legally with products throughout the state of Alaska. Well, now Good Titrations has their own retail store right here in Fairbanks at 506 Merhar Avenue, just off the Johansson, a full cannabis retail shop, including products in flower, edible, and concentrate form, plus accessories and an impressive group of bud tenders that can help match the right product just for you. And coming soon, Fairbanks' first cannabis cafe, courtesy of Good Titrations off Merhar Avenue, online at goodtitrations.com. License number 10827.
Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit-forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana. For use only by adults 21 and older, keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
This message is brought to you by Good Titration.
License number 20827.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Now, back to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Good Titrations.
All right. Welcome back to The Buzz. I'm Sean Tackey with my co-host, Brandon Emmett.
Yo, yo, what up, Radio Land?
All right. We're going over additional things that you guys are going to be able to do in our local community this summer. So the next thing, we already covered the Sunlit Festival, which is June 4th. But there's going to be our party that's June 3rd as well. But then we have the Solstice Festival. It's Midnight Sun, yeah. Solstice Festival. It's a huge deal. And it's all being held on the weekend of the 18th.
That's going to be great.
It is.
That's like one of my favorite parties ever.
It is so fun.
I've traveled a lot. And Fairbanks actually throws one of the best downtown festivals ever. I mean, just the Midnight Sun is intoxicating in itself.
It is.
And it's a super fun atmosphere. It's really safe. You know, the Fairbanks police do a really great job of facilitating just a really fun, safe environment. You know, they're not cracking down on people, but at the same time, you know, you don't feel like it's sketchy or you're going to get robbed or anything like that. You know, it's just always been such a great party. And now we've got weed smoking that's pretty much ubiquitous everywhere. Yeah,
back,
which, I mean, technically you're still legal to do in public, but have you ever seen someone get a ticket for it?
Me personally,
no.
But so then on that date, though, there's the Wailers that are coming for their Juneteenth concert. They're going to be held at the Big Eye.
One Love, baby.
That's right. June 18th, and that's Saturday, June 18th at 5 p.m. And our partner, or cohabitants, our team member, you know, like our group.
Cheesehead Joint is going to be one of the sponsors, and they're actually selling food at
the Big Eye
now.
Oh.
And so
now?
Yeah, so they started selling mac and cheese bowls at the Big Eye $9. So you can go to the Big Eye and get a bar size portion of mac and cheese for $9. And
wow, so that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. So they're gonna have food there, and then they're gonna be sponsoring as well. So come on out, support the Big Eye. You know, some of our buddies own the Big Eye. It's a really great bar. Love that place. They got cornhole. They're going to have a great concert. The Whalers concert last year, which we sponsored last year, was just awesome. So I'm assuming there are at least a few reggae listeners out there, if you listen to The Buzz.
Yeah.
You know, but they put on just an amazing show. And we got the opportunity to meet some of the band.
Nice.
And that was really cool. And we talked to this one gentleman, and he was telling us that he was Bob and Peter's roadie way back in the day.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So Bob Marley, Peter Tosh. He worked for them since he graduated high school.
Wow.
He graduated high school in Kingston. And then he loved music, and he got a gig being these guys' roadie / bouncer. And he'd been with the band his entire life.
Wow.
And so now he's like their main sound guy.
Yeah.
Right? And so he was telling me all these cool stories, and we got to smoke a blunt together and stuff. It was really cool. And so one thing I thought was so awesome about the Whalers was not only are they an internationally recognized band, regardless of the genre, reggae, rock, whatever. I mean, everyone knows who Bob Marley and the Whalers are, but they were also super cool. Just like, oh yeah, we always wanted to come to Alaska, and we've had such a nice. Great time here. We're coming back. You know, it was really cool to meet people like that.
That were gung ho to come back, and they're that personable.
So, exactly, so personable, so down to earth. You know, like you don't meet many people who are famous who are super just cool and chill. You know, so go to the Big Eye.
I'd expect nothing less from a reggae band.
I know, right?
it's kind of
par for the course. You got to be pretty chill. You know,
yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, also on that weekend is always the Midnight Sun Run. So yep. We held that Saturday night, 10 p.m.
So that's at 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
So you could go to the Whalers concert.
Yep.
Get your game on.
Come by our place.
Come by. Yeah, exactly. Come by to get titrations. Yeah, get, you know, smoke a joint or whatever. And then go participate in the Midnight Sun Run.
Yep.
And then come back to the concert.
And
the
Midnight Sun Run ends right there at Alaska Land or yep. Pioneer Park.
Pioneer
Sorry.
Park now,
yeah. Whoops, faux pas. but it's always a great time because there's a huge party that's right there in Riverview as well.
Yep.
Like everyone has their own little house parties, watching runners go by, sun's out. Everyone just has a great time. So
that's where Keenan lives down there, actually.
Yep. Keenan lives in that area as well.
Yeah.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, that's always the fun. People you'd be running by, I've run the Midnight Sun Run a bunch of times. You'd be jogging by, people like have like beer for you and stuff like
yeah.
that. You
know? Yeah, I remember it's such a great.
Yeah,
time.
One time
I have no idea.
There was like a prankster that was jogging by there. You know, someone's handing out like cups of Gatorade, and must had some teenager there or something. They
spiked
it. They spiked up like hardcore. Like it was like ever. Oh yeah, it was like Everclear or something. You know, I'm jogging by. You know, and grab this cup. You know, and shoot it back, and yeah, and it's like straight Everclear. It's like, blah!
Oh, gosh,
I was gonna die.
At least it's the end of the run.
Yeah, exactly. It's right at the end, so whatever, you know. But
that's so funny. Yeah, I know. I took my kids down there. We're just like go to hang out because we know a lot of people that have houses there. We'll just go kick it with friends and just hop from house to house and visit different house parties. But then I let my kids go running in the run, even though they don't have any bibs or nothing. They're not actually
just
in
poaching
it,
the run.
Just to run and be part of it.
That's awesome.
I lost
man.
Them for a second. Like, oh man, I'm gonna get screwed over on that one somehow. But then also one of my favorite actual events, because I'm a big baseball fan. I used to play it when I was growing up. The Midnight Sun baseball game. Anybody that's visiting or you're listening in on this,
oh,
and
that's
happen
a fun
to be
game.
Here, is to go to the Midnight Sun baseball game. This it's always held on the 21st. So regardless of whether it's on the weekend or
it's
not.
It's always on solstice no matter
it's
what.
It's on solstice no matter what, because the intention is that's played when the sun's up the most,
yep.
And they won't turn on artificial light. I think they've only done it once or twice when the cloud cover was just way too extreme. But most of the time, they'll avoid any artificial light whatsoever. They'll normally have artificial light here and there, but they won't on that night.
That's
intentionally,
great.
And it starts at 10 p.m. on Tuesday the 21st. Go get your tickets now. The nice expensive tickets that are behind home plate and third baseline are already sold out. So make sure you get your tickets.
Not a huge surprise. It's always a pretty packed event.
It is. It's always a packed event. Everyone's there. So if you're enjoying the solstice event, in Fairbanks. Definitely the Saturday and Sunday downtown market, that sun run night, the party Saturday night, and then the game on Tuesday night.
That's awesome. And I think a lot of people might not know just how competitive the Gold Panthers are. So they'll be like, okay, it's our local team, but the Panthers have seen some real talent come through. I mean, Barry Bonds,
yeah, I'm not
paid for the Gold Panthers back in like the 80s.
Yeah, he did play for them. I don't remember. Yeah, it had to have been the 80s.
Yeah.
So
they're one of, I forget what team it is, but they are like the farm team for one of the professional teams.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Intriguing.
Yeah, so they're like double A, and I don't know a ton about baseball. Never really played. It's a sport I've always watched because it's one I was never good at, you know. And so I don't exactly know what exactly their league is or not, but I know they've had some really good talent come through there. I know some guys that played college have played for the Panthers as well.
Right.
And I think they're like a practice team for the minors or something like that. You know,
for it's a college? It's a college summer team.
Okay.
Yep. So they come in, they get to practice, use wooden bats and other things like that. So it changes things up, gives them prepared.
Because it gives them an avenue to become a pro. Yeah.
Yep. No, absolutely. You can even house a Gold Panther, by the way. If you were wanting to be a foster parent of a Gold Panther player, you can definitely have people come and actually stay in your house.
Cool.
So if you're willing to open up your home to somebody and basically just provide them a safe place to, you know, sleep and do their laundry and eat, and that's a great thing to do if you have that availability.
Yeah, they call that in hockey, like billeting.
Oh, I have no idea.
Like the billet family or whatever. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
One last thing that we got to highlight is the fact that there are concerts going on at Matanuska Brewing Company down in Eagle River. So,
oh, that's
going
to be a good one.
They have a lot of different concerts that are going on, but...
Whoa.
But
I don't sound like Candlebox, but...
Melissa in the Morning at 96.9 FM on the river, she actually has gotten us interested in sponsoring a couple tickets to give away. So we actually have tickets for Candlebox on June 11th and Tesla on July 9th. And we're going to be putting in, you can only sign up at Good Titrations. So you got to come visit our store, fill out a little form for a free ticket entry, and put it in the sign up box.
I think it's a pretty good deal. So not only can you win a ticket, two tickets, but also you get, $96.90 in gas money? Or maybe it's just $96. But yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, she just told me.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm not making a gigantic faux pas, but I'm pretty sure I remember the commercial. So the commercial just came out. It's got Candlebox in the background. Good Titration sponsoring. Yeah, so because we know that costs money to drive to Wasilla, you'll get $96 cash for
your car
for gas as well. Yeah,
get so, your one way there.
Yep, so double dipping. You get a ticket and you get some gas money.
That's fantastic. Yeah, those are going to be cool. Both of them, Candlebox and Tesla. Hoping I maybe will get to go. We'll
I know, right? I was saying, man, I'd kind of like to go. I really like Candlebox.
And like the time that it's split is just perfect. Because then you've got, you know, the Sunlit Festival here, June 4th. And then June 11th is the Candlebox.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following weekend is our solstice events that we have here. And then, yeah, that's after July.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a good summer.
It is. It's going to be great. But that actually does us for the show, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to The Buzz. You've been listening to us on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live on KFARradio.com. And you could listen to all of our old episodes under the archive page on KFARradio.com. But stick around for Dr. Loop with Health Talk after this.
You've been listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Good Titrations. To listen to this episode or any past programs, simply go to the website and search the archives page. The Buzz has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.